Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Passing the Mamdani numbers, what does AOC's future have in store? Can Chuck Schumer hold on? All this and a great deal more analysis on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
There's a lot that we have to touch on because we have a packed show. We have Winsome Sears, who's going, the lieutenant governor in Virginia, is going to be joining us. She's running for governor against Abigail Spanberger. That's a very interesting race. And normally we don't get into the weeds unless with a race, unless these races have a national implication. And what's happening in Virginia right now, not so much with any of these individual particular races, but the situation with Jay Jones, who's the Democrat nominee for AG, who's running for AG. He's gotten millions of dollars behind him, and he was the guy who repeatedly was talking about killing all of the people that he doesn't like and shooting their kids. And there's more, a lot more to it than that. And it's also 2 years since the horrific terror attack on Israel. And what's changed? Because now you have, and this is one of the things I was waiting to hear, you have the Prime Minister of Canada, who was one of the first leaders to immediately cave to Hamas and say they will recognize a state. And then only after the president was saying, well, Hamas is to go, et cetera, et cetera. Then, only then, did Mark Carney, very fitting last name, did he and others say, oh, yes, yes, they have to immediately release all the remaining hostages. Oh, yes, yes, commit to disarm, blah, blah, blah. Okay, well, they have to go. Hamas just can't disarm. Hamas just can't release hostages. Hamas has to go. And he stopped short of saying that. And I would say that that is an absolute obstacle in any kind of trade agreement. Can you trust a trading partner that would immediately reward someone who would murk you or who's kidnapped your citizens? That's a fair question, I think. So, you know, if anything like that comes up, we'll have it. But there's more that we have to get to today, including, as we were talking about, some of this latest, the big fight that they're having right now with POTUS sending the National Guard into certain cities. I feel like people, even there's a few on the right that don't quite understand it. POTUS is not sending in, and sidebar, I don't like a police state. I don't like the militarization of police. I've always been very consistently against that. However, to act as though these two situations are the same is illogical and incorrect. The executive has the authority to send in the National Guard whenever you have federal buildings and federal employees that are not protected by local law enforcement or that cannot be protected by local law enforcement. And that's what we've seen in a lot of these cities, particularly Portland, Chicago, where you have leftists attacking federal employees and attacking federal buildings. This is not going to be like under Biden and Harris, where you had Antifa in all of these cities setting fire to federal buildings and courthouses and all this other stuff. This is not the same. This is not going to operate the same. So it is absolutely within the power of the executive to send out the National Guard to protect federal buildings and federal employees. It is literally his job. It's part of his job. That has always been, it's the Posse Comitatus Act night of 1878. That's always been the act. That's where everyone cites it, but they're like, well, it prohibits the use of federal military personnel for domestic law enforcement. Okay, that's not what he's doing. In that act, it actually outlines the correct and legal uses of federal military personnel, and it falls under exactly what Trump is doing here. He can federalize, and that's Title 10 U.S. Code, subsection 12406. And what it allows is the federalization of a state's National Guard to mobilize it into service if locals are unable to, again, enforce the federal law by protecting federal buildings and federal employees. So that's why he's allowed to do this. He's not. I had some moron that was trying to make the point yesterday by saying, well, it's, you know, you're completely silent over Trump sending out these soldiers to go and go after restaurants and things like that. It's like that is a stupid, moronic, uneducated, and a liberal hot take. That's not what he's doing. That explicitly is not what he's doing. He's got federal command under Title 10. Now, he was asked about the Insurrection Act. Now, the last time the Insurrection Act was used was under H.W. Bush with the L.A. riots. And our friend Kurt Schlichter, who's on the show from time to time, was part of the National Guard that was mobilized to go out and address it. And that's when Pete Wilson, who was the governor of California at the time, he asked for help. And the reason he asked for help is because they did not have the ability with the force locally that they had to protect the courthouses, to protect federal employees, and to keep the peace. And so in order to restore order, he asked George H.W. Bush to mobilize the guard, send the guard out, etc. So that's the last time it was used in 1992. Now, some people are threatening, well, if you invoke the Insurrection Act again, it could undo police reform. We need police reform. We need police to not have their, first off, we need good cops, and then we need to have good cops not have their hands tied out of fear by zealous prosecutors, city councils, and activists that go after people like Daniel Penny, you know, for simply stepping in because local law enforcement and city council basically refused, and local law enforcement couldn't do it because they've been told to stand down by city councils. I mean, this is what's been happening in Chicago. I saw one of the police chiefs out there. I wondered if he had if he was under threat from Pritzker to say, no, we weren't told to stand down, except numerous reporters heard you on the radio saying that. That's the problem. So it is a real, I don't understand why, some of these individuals on the left, they're trying to rewrite history when you can literally go online and find out the truth of and the previous uses of these actions. Completely allowable, completely legal, completely within the founder's intent online. It's very easy. Also, you know, for the individuals that are like, oh, you should never be able to use, federalize the National Guard. One of my favorite things to do is to basically use their own rhetoric against them. So you're against desegregation then? Oh, is that what you're telling me? Because that's the other time that they had to be mobilized to go and enforce federal order was during desegregation. So you're against that then? I mean, they are the party of the left. They are the ones who wanted to keep everything segregated. They are the ones who were yelling at, little Ruby and the other little schoolgirls trying to go to school back in the 50s. I mean, that was the left that was doing that at the time. So it tracks that they would still have that same mentality today. So the problem is their inconsistency. They have no problem calling in the police, calling in the National Guard to go and get kayakers out in California in Long Beach who, during a time of forced arrest, national arrest during COVID, they were going after kayakers with face masks all by themselves out there in Long Beach, or they were going after people in the park. They had no problem with mobilizing and using the heavy muscle of law enforcement to go after people then. Those people weren't even doing anything like burning down courthouses or attacking federal agents, federal employees. They weren't doing anything like that. I had a friend who took her kids. She has a lot of children, over five, and they were all at a park in Los Angeles. Actually Pasadena. And this was during the whole quarantine period in COVID. And she took her kids, her husband was at work. She took her kids to the park, and immediately there were three police cars that rolled up. And they told her that she needed to go back because the number of children that she had exceeded her quarantine group. No joke. And she said, these are literally all my children. And they said, it didn't matter. You can't be outside at the park. You need to be indoors. And they were threatening to fine her or call DFS. That's a true story. So they have no problem calling in the muscle for stuff like that. But if you're setting fire to a courthouse, if you're attacking federal employees, or if you are working with the Latin Kings to put hits out on Border Patrol, that's what's happening. We'll talk about that coming up. Because in Chicago, the Latin Kings have put a bounty on the head of ICE agents. They put a $10,000 hit on an ICE commander in Chicago. But wait, I thought they had no problems with this. J.B. Pritzker has been in front of a podium for the past couple of days, desperately trying to be Gavin Newsom 2.0. And he's been telling everyone that they don't have any such problems. Can you explain then, Governor, why the leader of the Latin Kings put a $10,000 bounty on an ICE agent? We got a lot more on the way as we move. Our partners that help bring you the program. It's the folks over at Super Beats, the company Human. They were founded out of the UT Health Science Center, and it was built on real cardiovascular research around blood flow and nitric oxide. Unlike other supplement brands, Human is science-born, not just science-ish. Their products work, and you can feel them working. UT athletes have used Super Beats for over a decade, calling it their cheat code for recovery and endurance. And you can use it for the same reason, to support healthy blood pressure and circulation. There are more than 160 college and pro teams that use Human products, and so your favorite team probably does too. The Human logo is on the Longhorns field this football season. They've been working very closely with UT and helping to lead the future of cardiovascular health, not just for athletes, but for everyone. And you can pick up Super Beats at your local Walmart and start supporting your cardiovascular health today. Individually wrapped, perfect for on-the-go heart health support. Get on the road to better health with Super Beats from Human.
For over 50 years, they redefined rock. The spirit lives on.
Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson, Rush. Live 50-something tour. Sign up for pre-sale access at Ticketmaster. Legends don't stop. They evolve. Rush.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always at risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS for 30 days free. Terms apply.
Get the lowdown on the latest news with a side of laughs whenever you want. Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
Taylor Swift is handing the conservative agenda on a silver platter to the masses. Holy, and before I go any further, and before you argue with me, you cannot convince me that the master lyricist of our generation, akin to Shakespeare, the Easter egg master of our generation, is not aware of what her entire optics and lyrics and album and everything is giving at this very moment. And before you suggest that this was supposed to be a satirical album, I would like to remind you how she feels about this album in her own words.
So Tin Head in Needs of Bangs here is completely upset with, I'm just saying, it's out of proportion and it's bothering me. When you're going to be that stupid and petty, everything is on the table. But they're all of these, and I'm saying B-I-S-H, which is like dish, but it's called bish. All of these of those,
bishes?
Yes, are upset because Taylor Swift is not going to be a lonely old cat lady anymore. And she's going to get married and she wants to have kids and she wants to have, you know, the American dream, the white picket fence, the house in the cul-de-sac, right? And all of these women who have been made easy in their misery by her previous immature albums, even though she's like mid-30s, like the Megs is getting old, girl. All right, yeah, you ain't a young spring chicken no more. They're all so upset because they feel like she betrayed them by finding a man. Because they can't find men. Now Taylor Swift, that's one video. Like, there's more. There's more of this. Watch.
I have subjected myself to listening to Taylor Swift's new album, and the song Wishlist, yeah, that's tradwife propaganda.
Oh my gosh.
That is straight up tradwife propaganda.
Can you believe it's tradwife propaganda to want to be married and have children? Tradwife. That used to be called like normal.
Right.
We have more of these. How many do we have?
By the way, it's still normal.
Still normal. Yeah, it's still normal. There's tons of these out here.
We got a lot, but
Yeah. And they all say, oh, and none of these women had independent original thoughts. One of them saw the other and was like, oh, and so they all say the same thing. This is trad white propaganda. 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 All of them say the same thing because they're so completely unoriginal and vapid. And that's probably why they're still single with giant foreheads. Anyway, I digress. We have on the way coming up. We got the left. You know, gun control group Everytown dropped six figures on that Virginia AG Democrat candidate, Jay Jones, who said he wanted to shoot his opponents in the head and murder their children. Yeah, we've got that coming up. We also have Winsome Sears on the way and the terrifying new developments within AI. Stick with us. I have zero issue using the lethal force to protect myself or my loved ones. It's just not even up for debate. But I also realize, too, that it's important to have diversity in terms of what you have for weapons. And you, whether it's municipal or private property restrictions, blah, blah, blah. You guys know the drill. You have different calibers. You have blades. I just think that it's smart to incorporate something when everything else is trying to disarm you so you can still have a means of defending yourself. Burn a Gun shoots chemical irritant projectiles that can deter threats from up to 50 feet away. And they've got, I think it's like, what, 15 rounds in one of their cartridges. Whereas, think about regular stun guns. You got regular stun guns, you got like one or two rounds. That's it. But with Burn a Gun, you got a 15-round shot capacity per cartridge. There's no recoil. Everything's made right here in the U.S. of A. And it does not care about gun-free zone signs. So if you're a college student who's allowed by age of 18 to go in a foreign land and carry a full auto in defense of your country, but you can't legally carry a firearm here while living in a town and going to college in defense of yourself, Burn a Gun might be an option for you. Doesn't care about gun-free zone signs. There are zero background checks. It can be shipped right to your front door. There's no special fees. It's accessible to everybody. The CL, the compact launcher, is the best one, purpose, and it's perfect for this particular situation. Visit Byrna.com/Dana. It's the Byrna CL, BYRNA.com/Dana.
We've got ourselves an insurance catastrophe. It doesn't make any difference whether it's health, auto, home. Everyone is getting wrecked. It's getting worse instead of better. Does Marjorie Taylor Greene have the solution?
Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always at risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS for 30 days free. Terms apply.
During the Nazi occupation, there was one country, I believe it was Denmark or Norway, one of those, where everybody put the Jewish star on.
Yeah.
And they didn't know who was Jewish and who was not.
Because
so what you're saying is very smart.
Well, I love how that...
Oh, my gosh. So Joy Behar is back to comparing. That's via MRC. Joy Behar is back to comparing the Trump administration to Nazis. Way to signal that you have no idea what the hell Nazis are. Good night. This is why we can't have nice things. You can't have unity with people this damn stupid. I'm not going to have unity with someone who's like, I don't like your policies. You're just like a Nazi, you know, minus the actual Nazism. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you, top of the second hour. You can watch us do the radio program on Channel 347 DirecTV. The chat's at Rumble. They'll knife you. In a loving way. Also find us on X. I almost said Twitter. Why am I going to say Twitter? X, Facebook, and wherever the hell else. Anyway, so real quick, can I just talk about the gold filigree in the Oval Office? Kane and I are dying over this. So first off, let me just tell you guys, I'm a maximalist. My creed is more is more. I tone it down when I'm on air, right? Because let's just put it this way. I like giant chains. I just do. It's a thing and I don't know why. Anyway, but I'm a maximalist in everything. Kane, you can attest to this.
Yeah.
More is more. I don't do the tiny house stuff. I don't do the all white everything stuff. I don't do the ship lap. I don't do that. We don't do those things. So I am, first off, I'm looking at this. This was when he was with Erdogan. This was back in January. And there's even more since then. So Trump, there's been so many articles written about the redo of the Oval Office and all the gold and stuff that he's added to it. And I mean, just for instance, this image that Juan's preparing for you, the video. Look at all the gold filigree that they're putting up, like by on either side of the doors. They've got it like they like underneath the dental molding at the top. Every panel on the chair rail, there is like gold filigree in it. Gold absolutely everywhere. Again, I'm a maximalist. More is more. I'm not against this. Just not against it. There is a photo where Erdogan was sitting next to him. And this is because normally he's at the desk and then sometimes they move to the fireplace. And then when he's on the opposite end of the fireplace, I think they change what's on the mantle. And there was one time where it was just all gold cups, all gold cups that was on the mantle. I mean, that's a lot of gold in there. It is a lot of gold. So I've got to share with you this article that I saw. This was just last month from The Independent. Okay, so you're probably wondering, is that real gold that's in there? It's very shiny, you know, very shiny. Like European gold is like gold-er, like almost an orangey kind of gold. And then ours is not as different hue. So a lot of people, they had internet sleuths. The Independent, which is a left-leaning British trash can. They said internet sleuths say the gold trimming. Well, it's not gold trimming. There's actual names for it. Recently added to the Oval Office is actually from Home Depot. Now, hold up. This is how they start. They're just mad. They hate him. They're mad at him. They start with this. President Donald Trump's brag that he transformed the Oval Office into a, quote, 24-karat gold paradise dripping in ornate decor has seemingly been debunked by internet sleuths who say the new furnishings are actually cheap plastic bought at Home Depot. So they're talking about the person who wrote this has no idea about architecture at all or building materials or anything. So they're talking about, oh, the trimmings on the wall. Okay, those are filigrees, you moron. Anyway, they're saying that these embellishments, they're polyurethane applique and onlay molding. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. I don't care. I don't know. Some say that, you know, it's like BuzzFeed said they're like $30 and they painted them gold. So wait a minute. Are you mad? Are they mad that he didn't go get real gold filigrees and put them up there? Or are they madder that he just spent $30 on a bunch of these plastic things and painted them gold and put them up? I mean, either way, it still looks nice. But I'm just saying, are they mad that he saved money?
The way I saw it in the beginning was they were upset that all of this money was being spent at a time that we're all in debt. Mm-hmm. And that was the story about the gold in the Oval Office. Now that we find out it's from Home Depot, it just looks good. Now, well, they switch up the game.
You had people saying, imagine running the free world and still decorating like a broke mobster's wife in Jersey. You know, $30 Home Depot applique, spray painted gold, blah, 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 blah. I bet you I could shred the decor in these people's houses. Yeah. How much you want to bet? Oh, wait, let me guess. These people who are criticizing him went to that one aisle at Target and they got all their stupid seashells and the coral that everybody has and all their houses look like the same influencer vomit. How much you want to bet? Blech. So asinine. And then they're mad at him because of that. Now, I don't care. I am not going to sit here and work myself into a mess over trying to figure out if the filigrees on the damned wall are from Home Depot. You losers. What in the world? I don't care. Kane, do you care? Is your day wrecked if you think they come from Home Depot?
No, couldn't care less. Looks pretty good, though, whenever we see video from the Oval Office.
I mean, if you're going to try to judge our nation based upon the filigrees in the White House, you know, we can show you the filigree that is our military. We can show you the filigree that is our better economy. We can show you the filigree that is our mostly still free society. We can show you the filigree of better individual wealth per capita than compared to any other nation. We can do that if you really, really want to have that comparison with the back-to-back World War champs. But, you know, just saying. If he wanted to save some money, then you should shut up about it, maybe, right? I mean, these are the people who are like, I can't afford avocados or my avocado toast, because they have no idea how to invest, and they have no idea how to save money, and they have no idea how to do basic things in life because they've always been in their parents' basement. So I just saw this story, and I keep seeing articles because the left is just mesmerized by the stuff he adds. It's Trump, for crying out loud, okay? And by the way, to sit here and say that it would be that, like, do you honestly believe that he was the one who chose the materials? I think he told people what he wanted and they made it happen. Do you honestly think that Trump is just literally heading up to the Home Depot in the Beast and he's going in and picking out? No, he's not. He's telling people and they're making it happen. But also to say that the stuff he does is cheap. He doesn't do cheap stuff. Whether or not I would spend as much money as he does on gold decor, I don't know. Everybody, you know, each to their own. But this is just such a stupid thing to freak out about. It's so dumb. Now I feel like Shorzy. It's so dumb. Just so dumb. Okay, so have you seen the new Netflix Ed Gein movie, Monster?
No.
I'm not going to watch it. Do you know what? So basically, Psycho was based on Ed Gein. And he was known as the Butcher of Plainfield and the Plainfield Ghoul. He was an American serial killer and a legit body snatcher. And he's a really creepy dude. He killed a couple of women, and he also was a grave robber. He would go and kidnap women's bodies, and he would wear their skin, and he would wear their clothes. He cross-dressed. He did all this stuff. The Psycho is based on him. I was trying to think of all of the different movies that are based on his story. But I'm not gonna watch it, but it's on Netflix. If you know about his life of horrific crime, then you really don't need it. He was crazy. I mean, he was a crazy person, and why would you make it the movie about this guy? He was found unfit to stand trial. They sent him to a mental institution. He was found legally insane, and they put him in a psych ward. But his mother was apparently like the mother from Carrie and hated other girls and all this stuff. So he had a very unhealthy view of females as a result. And he was just he was odd his whole life. And I don't even want to list all the stuff that he did, but like, for instance, he kept one woman's head in a burlap sack. He kept another woman's heart, like he would keep their body parts as mementos. He made a corset from a woman that he skinned. He would wear their skin. He was trying to become a woman. Ed Gein's a story about transgenderism. It's like, he's the first famous trans in America. He is. He would take their lips, women's lips, all kinds of stuff, and he would literally dress up in their skin, in their body parts. And when they raided his property, they were shocked by what he found, what they found. He would make nighttime visits to graveyards, and he would exhume the bodies, bring them back to his house, and he would take a lot of the bodies that would resemble his mother, and then he would tan their skins and make his stuff. I mean, and he admitted to doing it, and he wanted to literally become a woman, and so he was trying to piece together a woman's suit from the bodies, and then he killed several women. So I was thinking about this. I'm like, this guy, he'd be trans Tifa today. He's trans. This is a guy who wanted to be a woman. There's a lot more about his case as well. But man, this is not a movie I'm going to see. But it is a movie that, no, can people not connect the dots here? I think it's a mental illness. It is absolutely a mental illness. And the mental illness that a lot of these people have, where they want to cosplay as different sexes, he's got that mental illness as well. I mean, do you know they said his grave became a tourist attraction? I mean, I understand, like, going to the Ford Theater or going to some, but, or where, like here in Dallas, where Kennedy was shot, the school book depository. But this, can't imagine. This is gross. One of the other things that we're looking at today, is we have Winsome Sears, who's going to be joining us here soon, is Biden. Did you guys see this story? He ordered the CIA cover-up of this corruption with Ukraine. All of his business ties to Ukraine. These files, which John Ratcliffe made public today, CIA Director John Ratcliffe, all of these records, and he declassified a bunch of these, shows that Ukrainian government officials were uneasy about Biden's visits to the country during the Obama administration. And he had directed himself, the CIA, to cover up his corrupt business ties. All of it's true. All of it was true. I mean, we knew it was true. Now it's even confirmed by the declassified documents that Ratcliffe has made available as of this morning. We're going to talk more about that here coming up as we move our partners that help bring you the program. If you're looking to create a stable financial future, consider Noble Gold Investments. Gold and silver are tangible assets, not just numbers on the screen, with thousands of years of trust behind them. Gold IRAs let you hold real assets in tax-deferred or tax-free retirement accounts. Noble Gold is the number one ranked gold IRA company for 4 years running, handling over $2.5 billion in precious metal transactions. And here's what's to like about Noble Gold. Their U.S.-based team is available 6 days a week, providing personalized and consistent service. Pricing is clear with no hidden fees or fine print. Whether you're setting up a gold IRA or making a direct purchase, they make it simple. You even get a photo of your actual metals. Hundreds of thousands of happy customers come back and refer others because of Noble Gold's helpful, informed, and straightforward approach. Open a new IRA or cash account now and receive a free 10-ounce silver flag bar plus a silver American Eagle proof coin. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana. That's noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana.
For over 50 years, they redefined rock. The spirit lives on.
Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson. Rush. Live 50-something tour. Sign up for pre-sale access at Ticketmaster. Legends don't stop. They evolve. Rush.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always a risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS for 30 days free. Terms apply.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right, so coming up, we have Winsome Sears, who's going to be joining us after this segment. Apparently, a wrong-way I-90 driver had cocaine and placed ICE on hold. This headline is so stupid. Whoever's at the Bozeman Daily Chronicle should be fired for writing such a horrible headline. A 22-year-old man with no driver's license and no insurance drove the wrong way on the highway, posing a lethal threat, blah, 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 got arrested for a bunch of stuff. The guy was apparently... he was jailed after an investigation, and he was apparently also an illegal alien in possession of a ton of cocaine, no license, driving the wrong way. These policies are getting people killed. Think about the damage that he could have done had he run into someone. It's terrifying. A suspected burglar was left black and blue because he decided to target an MMA fighter's home. Oh, that's hard to look at. Oh my gosh, it's so bad. This guy, he was attempting to break into an MMA fighter's house. This 31-year-old dude, he got more than he bargained for. He was entering Henny Rojas's home And he went, and Rojas just beat him to a pulp. And it looks like it. His head looks like a gourd now. He has cuts and bruises, black eyes, all kinds of stuff. And Henry Rojas is a skilled MMA fighter, and he's been in the sport for like 3 years. And he said he was alerted what was going on when his nephew screamed because there was a man standing in the living room. And so he was ready, and when Henny asked what weapon he was used to defend himself, he just held up his hands. He's like, I didn't have a weapon. Oh my gosh, that's based. Also, let's see, Indonesia's free meal program poisoned thousands of children. They had fried shark and maggots. That's what happens when the government runs things. It's horrible. They said the program was designed to combat malnutrition, and instead it just made everybody sick. That's horrible. They had no quality control at all. Let's see here. There was another one that we had that I didn't get to last segment that I wanted to get. Mount Everest. Hundreds of people are trapped on Mount Everest. Can we stop climbing the mountain, by the way? I mean, enough people have done it. You know, come on. A blizzard, a massive blizzard. And there's 1,000 adventurers. It's more than 100 that are trapped up there. Winsome Sears, next. I don't want you guys to be overloaded by all the buzzwords and everything with WebRoot or anything that's about protecting your activities online. This is stuff that you honestly, I really would urge you to consider getting it. And the reason is because there are so many sophisticated ways to fleece people, to steal their identity, to go after their finances, to even, you know, try to manipulate them with AI, even voice AI, all of that. WebRoot offers total protection. This is more than just antivirus management, blocking those threats like malware, ransomware, and phishing scams. It's a lot more than that. You also have identity protection. They watch for any of your health information. They have a built-in firewall. The other cool thing about this is that this isn't just for you. You can get it for your entire family, your students, your parents, grandparents, and you have up to $1 million in expense reimbursement for identity theft, advanced dark web monitoring, and financial alerts. Those are all included. You also have secure VPN encryption. Why this is so important? Because this is the fastest, this type of crime is the fastest growing crime in the nation. And it is incredibly profitable, which is why it's expanding all the more. You want to be able to get online safely. You want to be able to have transactions safely. WebRoot allows that. They've had over 25 years of trusted protection. They have an over 90% customer retention, which is literally unheard of with us. Plans are super, super affordable. And you have 24/7 US-based customer support, so you can get fast identity restoration. I can't even count on both my hands the number of people I know that have been affected by this. So you need to check out WebRoot today. Get 60% off of WebRoot total protection. 60% off. You can only get it at webroot.com/Dana. 60% off. Live a safer, better digital life with WebRoot. webroot.com/Dana.
For over 50 years, they redefined rock. The spirit lives on.
Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson. Rush. Live 50-something tour. Sign up for pre-sale access at Ticketmaster. Legends don't stop. They evolve. Rush.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always a risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS, for 30 days free. Terms apply.
Keep your finger on the pulse with the Dana Show podcast, delivering timely news with insightful analysis whenever you want, straight to you on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Senator, do you support Jay Jones?
I do.
You do? What do you, do you think you should drop out of this race after those comments?
No, I just answered your question.
Oh. You have concerns about what you saw?
The comments are completely indefensible. I've known Jay Jones for 25 years, and those comments are very much out of character for him. So if I put the comments, which are clearly beyond the pale, against knowing this guy for 25 years, I'm still a supporter of Jay Jones.
Well, that's even revisionist history, because now all of this stuff is coming out about this guy. This guy's a loose cannon. When you say things like that privately so easily, there's something wrong with your soul. Yep. There's something wrong with you. And it's not just that. I hesitate to say, well, that's just, if it was just that then. But it wasn't just that. All of these other allegations are coming out. People who went to law school with him are coming out and saying, they were on X all last night saying, oh yeah, this is kind of how we know him. This is Jay Jones. And then also, now you have the Virginia Fraternal Order of Police that's come out swinging. Things have gone from bad to worse, because now it comes out that he was apparently, he was saying in a phone call that a few police officers dying would stop them from killing other people. And as I said, going into this, this has made what all the races in Virginia, this is a watershed moment. And people need to realize this. If people let him off the hook for this, they are endorsing this type of violence. They are endorsing the violence that Republicans are dealing with, that Supreme Court justices are dealing with, that ICE agents are dealing with, that conservative activists have unfortunately been dealing with. And this will be a rubber stamp on it. And people, I tell you, it will get worse from here. You need to pay attention to what is going on in Virginia, because these races here, that's going to set the tone for the nation for the next decade. To that point, joining me now, a woman I have long admired, the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of Virginia, Winsome Sears, joins us now via video. And she has been very outspoken about this. General, it is a pleasure to have you on the program. I wanted to kind of get your response now to all of these other revelations that are coming out about Jay Jones's character, the guy running for those joining us for AG in Virginia.
You know, as governor of our great Commonwealth, if I'm so lucky to have the people choose me, I would say to Jay Jones, if the leader of your ticket, Abigail Spanberger, won't tell you that you need to do the right thing, well, then I'm actually the sitting lieutenant governor, and I'm telling you to preserve the honor and dignity of our great Commonwealth of Virginia. You need to drop out. Mm. You need to drop out, sir, and you need to do it right now, because apparently your side of the political aisle, they don't really care. They're making political decisions. They're not making decisions that are right for the people of Virginia. You are no example of what an attorney general of the Commonwealth of Virginia should be.
Absolutely. And for those joining us, we're talking with Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, who could be the next governor of Virginia. And that's, again, this is one of the things that has made what's happening with this AG race. I think I called it governor. I think I called you general. This is one of the reasons why this race now is one of the most important in the nation. Because, and don't you agree as well that by just kind of sweeping this under the rug, this is an endorsement of this behavior? Are you worried about what that could mean in the future? Will we see more if they're going to excuse this type of rhetoric now?
Well, you see, they're showing us who they really are. And, you know, as someone said, believe them when they tell you who they are. And so what we need is for people who have a backbone. And that is not my opponent, Abigail Spanberger. Mm. All she's doing now is she's running in panic, trying to figure out what she's got to do. But she knows the right thing. The right thing, Abigail, is to come forward and tell him to leave the race. Mm. He has no respecter of women. He doesn't care about his political opponents. He doesn't care about anybody. Mm. He is making a political calculation, and so are you. Virginia is for lovers, not for rage. And if you're going to be our governor, which you're not going to be, because the people of Virginia have common sense and they're going to elect me, then you must come forward and say something. And I'm watching our senators, who are all our federal senators, they're all Democrats, and they won't say a word. They endorse this kind of behavior. Think about it, Dana, what has been happening. The former Speaker of the House, a Republican, he has to consider now, you know, what if the crazies on their side come out? The crazies on their side, on the Democrat side, they shoot people. We've been seeing this left and right. This is what they do. But then his children, who at the time were 2 and 5 years old, and Jay Jones said they ought to be killed too. Who is Jay Jones? Not someone who is fit for office. And as a Marine, I would say he is not ready to advance to the next rank. He is not fit.
Is it also, I would think, a concern that this guy who wants to be attorney general has never prosecuted a single case?
That's what we're understanding. He knows nothing about this. But, you know, we need to continue with our great attorney general, our current sitting attorney general, Jason Meares. Jason Meares displays the right character, the right type of attitude that we need. He has served us in Virginia very well. He served us in many capacities as our top cop. We need for our attorney general to be respected by the people of Virginia. We need for him to be respected by law enforcement, Department of Corrections personnel. And here he has gotten off scot-free, by the way, when he was a speeding ticket. I think it was 160 some miles an hour.
45 miles, almost 50 miles over.
Yeah. Yeah, and all he got was a slap on the wrist, and it was for him to do community service. And where did he do it? Oh, that's right. He did it for his campaign. So there are laws for the rest of us, but not for Jay Jones. No, he cannot slide.
I saw something.
We must have him gone.
I saw something to this, and I wanted to ask you, because I'm not exactly sure. I know every state does things differently, Lieutenant Governor, because apparently the prosecutor confirmed that he did not have, Jay Jones did not have permission to complete his community service with his PAC. Does that mean that his sentence for conviction is incomplete?
Well, if it's as you read it, it certainly sounds that way. And so here we are going to an election, not too far from now, about 3 weeks from now. And we have questions hovering over the head of the Democrat nominee for Attorney General of our great Commonwealth. We cannot have that. We must have someone who is above board, and that is not Jay Jones. And so I again call on him as the current sitting Lieutenant Governor, second in command of our great Commonwealth of Virginia. It is time for you to consider the people of Virginia, not make a political decision, but make the right decision. Mm-hmm. Remove yourself from contention. Drop out of the race for attorney general.
I was reading the quote from your Democrat, very, very far left Marxist challenger, Abigail Spanberger, on this. This was a really weird quote. For those who missed it, she said, quote, after learning of these comments earlier today, I spoke frankly with Jay about my disgust with what he had said and texted. And I made it clear that Jay must fully take responsibility for his words. I've also made it clear that as a candidate, blah, 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 I will always condemn violent language in our politics. Well, it doesn't sound like condemnation. This just sounds like, oh, well, you know, I talked to him, wrist slap, and we're just going to continue. That is incredibly dangerous.
So we have Jay Jones talking about murdering a political opponent and then murdering his two children. And all my opponent, Abigail Spanberger, is interested in saying that she is disgusted and she condemns the words. We're talking about murder, Abigail. What are you talking about? Oh, I know you want to win for governor. And so you want to keep him on the ballot. We can't have a governor who's only for themselves. No, we must have a governor who is also above board. So I would say she needs to go too. You know why? Because she is the one who said that to her supporters, let your rage fuel you.
Yep.
Well, here you are, Abigail. The rage is being fueled. And against whom? And what to what end? Continued murder?
Ooh, that's a very good point. And that is a quote she said, let your rage fuel you, is what she told her supporters. And here you have people on the very far left telling Republicans that you need to control your tone. Oh, you need to watch your tone, Lieutenant Governor Sears. Well, I'm not seeing that coming from the Republican side of things. I mean, it's all coming from one way. To have that kind of authority, and this is the other question that I think a lot of people are very concerned about. We've got a lot of listeners at different affiliates in Virginia. Someone like that, to have, like Jay Jones, and have this unfettered rage, to be in the position of being top cop, that is a very scary thing, because he's already demonstrated a proclivity for abusing office to benefit himself. What does that, I don't put it past him to use the full muscle of that office to go and target people like you, other Republicans.
Yes, and so you have to understand, he's going to have the power of the office. There is an absolute power there. And for him, he's going to have about 500 or so employees. And is he going to use these employees against us? Of course, we have honorable employees, so they're not going to follow him. And so then what happens? So this is why we cannot have this man, Jay Jones, in office. You know, I'm from a third world country. I have seen what happens when politicians have unfettered power, and God forbid they use it against the very people, their political opponents. We cannot have this man. And that's why I'm saying we cannot also have Abigail Spanberger, because she's proving now, before she's even in office, which she won't be because the people of Virginia have common sense and they want to be safe, she's proving that she cannot be trusted with power. She doesn't even have it. And yet she's a coward. She doesn't say what the right thing is. She knows what the right answer is, and it's for him to leave. But she's thinking, well, if I ask him to leave, then this faction won't vote for me and that faction won't vote for me. That's not what this is about. You have to take the hits as a leader. And I ask her to do it. She won't. So I am saying, as the current sitting lieutenant governor, second in command, I am asking you, Jay Jones, drop out of the race for attorney general. You don't have the character.
Oof. We're going to watch and see how this race progresses, because it seems like the heat is turning up. But will Democrats do the right thing? I mean, you know, the history shown that they haven't really been amenable to that. Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, always a pleasure. We would love to have you back. And we are watching your race. I think it's one of the most important in the nation. We are watching your race very closely.
Please go to winsomeforgovernor.com and help me. Help me fund my campaign for righteousness.
There you go. Always a pleasure. Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, soon to be the next governor of Virginia. It's a pleasure. God bless you. Appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
The people who help make the program possible, it's the folks over at Relief Factor. Look, inflammation is a huge issue, no matter which decade of life you find yourself. And unchecked and unmitigated inflammation, that can have some pretty serious health effects later on in life. So why not either get a head start on it now or deal with everyday aches and pains with Relief Factor. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free. It's a research-based formula. It's all designed to support a healthy response to inflammation and decrease discomfort from exercise or everyday living. I have friends who are my age that take it for to help deal with really strong workouts. If it's leg day, for crying out loud. I mean, everybody suffers after the leg day. My husband has some old sports injuries, and he uses Relief Factor. And it's helped so many people so much without having to depend on big pharma. And that's incredibly important as well. You can try their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee. But don't wait. Visit relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Get your 3-week quick start today for just $19.95. Support your body with natural anti-inflammatory power and see if Relief Factor is right for you.
For over 50 years, they redefined rock. The spirit lives on.
Monday warrior means right.
Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson. Rush. Live 50-something tour. Sign up for pre-sale access at Ticketmaster. Legends don't stop. They evolve. Rush.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always a risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package. meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS for 30 days free. Terms apply.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So a dash cam shows a man weaving through traffic, in and out of traffic, construction sites, driving the wrong way. And when the Florida Highway Patrol caught up to him, he told the trooper, "I just didn't want to get caught." Duh. Like, no, we thought you drove like that all the time. Well, maybe he does. He was driving the wrong way down I-95.
Oh, my gosh.
The wrong way. Like, at a pretty fast speed. It all happened on October 1st. Troopers spotted the white Honda driving northbound on I-95. At first, he was on the shoulder. And then he, like, weaved into traffic. Troopers tried to attempt to stop, but then he sped off. Then he entered a construction zone. And then he apparently stopped at a steep ledge when he couldn't drive anymore. The trooper ran the suspect. The suspect was able to maneuver out. He was trying to get out of the construction site. Finally, they got him. And the suspect, as the trooper takes him into custody, says, quote, "I just didn't want to get caught. That's all. I didn't want to get caught." And he told the trooper that he fled because he didn't have insurance. And the trooper goes, "Whoa, that's just a ticket. Now look what you did. You know how many people's lives you put at risk?" You know, like, so he was taken to the pokey. That's where he went. Let's see. This was that yesterday. This is the weird. Okay, today, this is, I don't know how I'm going to say this headline. Kane, maybe you can say this headline for me. This is, I feel like I'm 10 if I read this. Is this real? This is not real.
Well,
I don't believe this.
This is the first time I'm seeing this.
I don't believe this. Hang on.
Oh, man.
I got it, because I'm not reading the story if it's satire. No. Oh my gosh. It's actually a real story. Oh my gosh. Okay, so police, here's the headline. A guy was caught.
Oh, crap. This is real.
Defecating on a possum.
What?
Out in the middle of public.
I didn't know there was a law.
Was there public or private? What? 45-year-old Florida man. It was a dead possum. So basically, he's trying to make some Tom's of Maine deodorant. You have the dead possum, and then he's, you know, he was detained and read his rights. He denied it even, and then he told the cop that he doesn't see straight. And I guess pretended to be cross-eyed. I don't know. He got charged with a misdemeanor for exposure of sexual organs, and he got booked on a $150 bond. I don't know if he bonded out. I don't even know what that, the officer, the troopers, or the, yeah, the law enforcement officer said, physical evidence was like totally, was viewed at the scene. The action was viewed in full public.
So the charge wasn't pooping on a dead
possum. It was just exposure of his.
It was exposure of genitals. All
right. Now, the sores on his face indicate meth.
Yes.
Just saying, it's pretty methed up.
Or something worse.
Yeah. But by the way, I hope he didn't kill the possum. They didn't actually get into that because possums are actually great. They're weird, but they're great. So I don't know. Let's see here. This. You know what? I got a villages story that involves real villagers.
The villages.
There it is.
Man, these golf carts. How do you run a golf cart up on like a memorial of stone? So a golf cart driver is being sought in a hit and run that damaged a memorial in the villages. It's not like the guy's hard to find. He's in a golf cart. He's not diminutive in size. It's Lady Lake. They're trying to find this guy. He ran over a marble stone marker. And there's CCTV footage. So how are you having trouble finding him? I mean, it's CCTV footage. People were helping. He like ran over it and totally knocked his golf cart down. People helped him put the golf cart upright. And then he just drove away. They didn't report it. And it damaged the memorial. It's like $1,500 in damages. And he drove over one curb and then he went over another curb and then hit the memorial. And he just like His golf cart just overturned. He just sort of like fell to the side like a fainting goat. And he was speeding pretty quick. Oh, man, this is if I didn't know better, I'd say it was a woman driver. Stick with us. Third hour on the way. We're living in a time when truth feels dangerous and silence comes at a cost. Victoria was scared and desperate when she took the abortion pill at Planned Parenthood, and she immediately felt the weight of regret and even thought about ending her own life. But by God's grace, she reached out and found a preborn network clinic where truth broke through. Loving staff gave her care and helped save not only her baby's life, but her own. In a culture drowning in a sea of lies, truth saves lives. With just $28, preborn can provide a free ultrasound and the truth that can change lives. As abortion rises, preborn is expanding life-affirming care to the darkest corners of our nation. A $15,000 leadership gift places ultrasound machines in women's centers, saving countless babies. So will you help them answer the call? Go ahead and dial #250 and say the word baby, or donate securely at preborn.com/Dana. Do it now, because life matters. That's preborn.com/Dana, or dial #250 and say the keyword baby.
For over 50 years, they redefined rock. The spirit lives on.
Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson. Rush. Live 50-something tour. Sign up for pre-sale access at Ticketmaster. Legends don't stop. They evolve. Rush.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always a risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS, for 30 days free. Terms apply.
She needs to get out. Grow up. You know, she's the one cosplaying a social media influencer who's dragging with her cameras to catch her every move. She's dressing up as a law enforcement officer and jumping in as if she's trained to do any of this. She's not. And she shouldn't be part of this at all.
I can't believe that no one in his team is like, dude, let's maybe not go after, in a petty fashion, the women. Because that's mansplaining. If you guys want to know what mansplaining is, you just saw it. Yeah, Kane.
Wouldn't it have to come from a man, though?
You're right. That was boysplaining. That's correct. Yeah. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. Chats at Rumble. You can watch us do the radio show at Channel 347, DirecTV, or listen all around the country. So I just, of all the people to talk about cosplaying, J.B. Pritzker, he's a Nepo baby. He's one of those limousine Marxists, but you don't get to criticize the people. You don't get to say that stuff about our people. We get to say that stuff about our people, not you, right? He said she's cosplaying as a social media influencer. Look, I don't agree with all the stuff she does in terms of optics, because some of it's pretty cheesy. And I'm like, okay, you don't need to be front and center with everything. But also, I don't care. You know why? Because the border's closed. I don't care. Don't care. I don't care if she does her nails at the border. If that border stays closed, right. I don't care. I don't care if she wears Jimmy Choo's down there. As long as the border stays closed, I don't care. I mean, I don't know how many different ways I can telegraph this to, Heifer Pritzker up there. Just don't know. Golly. By the way, when he smiles, no. He's a very, he's a very terrifying smile. He's one of those guys that when they smile, it's creepy. Now, I don't really think that the left is understanding totally that people are not responding to their tactics. So, for instance, we've been talking about Trump and the National Guard being deployed to protect federal agencies, federal buildings, and federal employees, as is his right. And the left suddenly, well, still in keeping, the left didn't like that with desegregation either. You had, you know, Bull Connor, J.B. Pritzker's out there standing like, I'm not going to let this happen. That's actually within the founder's vision, and it's within complete constitutional authority of the office of the executive. But don't tell the old hippies up in Portland. I'm sorry to do this to you, but I had to watch it, and misery loves company. Audio soundbite 12. Let's play cut 12. Still to play.
This land is my land.
The one lady's not even playing it.
Just...
Oh my gosh. Why are they like this? The oldest, whitest Marxist boomers. And I'm saying that because that's their generation. Just like I'm baby Gen X. You know, we got millennials. You got Gen Z out there. That one can't even do anything. She's got her little walker. Why are they like this? Why are the older hippies like this? The Marxist hippies. Because the non-Marxist hippies, they're just chill. They're so chill, I don't think they've got a pulse. They're like, hey, just out here in nature. You know, being Snow White with all the birds landing on them and, you know, butterflies and all that stuff. And then you got these people out here that can't carry a tune in a bucket. And they all have their little ukuleles. What does that prove? If you're driving, and they had all different flags. What the hell was all that? They don't have a cohesive message. If you protest, you should have a strategy and a purpose for protesting and an end goal. They just are getting out there in their being weirdos. So that's, what is that? I mean, should we give them a pass because they're for once not setting anything on fire? Although, let's be real, I don't think any of them could run away very fast had they done that. I don't get it. But they're mad because they're protesting the National Guard being in Portland. Well, the National Guard wouldn't be in Portland had leftists not attacked, had your kids not attacked ICE agents and federal buildings like courthouses and employees within. Just like we wouldn't be in a war right now in Gaza had Hamas decided to not try to annihilate Israel on October 7th. Just in case anybody forgets, cut three, please. This is Gaza civilians in Gaza, celebrating the second anniversary of this massacre. So spare me that it's just a mostly peaceful people. Watch. They also can't. The civilians. Look at that. Now remember that all of the video footage, there were civilians that were cheering. There's some that I'm not going to show you where they had, what was her name? Shawnee Luke, who was in the back of a truck. And it looked like her legs were, I don't know, broken or what. They were contorted in a completely unnatural manner. And they had her half naked. They had her had her top stripped off, and she's dead in the truck, face down. And they're sitting on her like they just went on a hunt. And as they pull, there's video of them pulling away, and there's video of them arriving in Gaza, and people were just cheering. And they could barely drive through the streets because there were so many people in the streets cheering and, praising the terrorists for what they did, spitting on her dead body. So many of them went and spit on her body. There's also the Bibas family that was kidnapped, and the father, who, as you know, his wife and two children were brutally murdered by Hamas in captivity. The dad was released. Of course, he was gaunt and, you know, he had been through it. He looked hollow. But the video that they had, a separate video of them grabbing the dad, they mobbed him. And it wasn't just Hamas. It was the citizens of Gaza that were helping. jumping him. His head was so bloody, you couldn't even see his eyes. It just looked like a red smear in the video footage. His eyes were, he was just, they were beating him up so much. They got him on this, they kidnapped him, took him on a bike, drove him into Gaza. When they got him into Gaza, the multitude of crowds just attacked him. They just attacked him. And some of the Hamas militants actually had to get in and get him up because they wanted to keep him alive. The crowd was going to kill him. They were going to stomp his head in. These are videos we can't show you that we have that are so graphic. That's what happened 2 years ago. And the only reason that we are in this position in the Middle East is because Hamas chose to do this. And then Hamas wanted to pretend to be the victim after decades of killing their own people and their own people tolerating it and rewarding them with votes and continued support to the point where they were going to take over both territories in 2021. So the Palestinian Authority had to suspend elections. All of this happened because of what Hamas did and because it was tolerated by their Arab neighbors and it was tolerated by the Fatah and the authority in West Bank. That's why. So, and it would have been finished if Israel had been fully allowed to just do what they needed to do. But you had, you know, all these cooks in the kitchen spoiling the broth. All these other people who wanted to weigh in and tell Israel, no, 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 no. Just, you know, hold back, hold back. Well, they drew it out. They drew it out forever longer. It could have been ended so much faster. 2 years ago. 2 years ago. I wanted to show you, switch it up. Do you guys know, you've canned stuff before, Kane, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
We've canned stuff, too. Yeah. Made salsa. You know, you've got the, you know, there's a whole process to do it. And you boil the jars in the big, you know, canning pot. There's a special pot for it.
I do pizza sauce that way.
Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, when you take them out, you know, you got to use these special tongs. So I say this because I saw this image. The who's that suitcase girl? Meghan Markle. She married the whiny, balding, redhead younger brother, whose eyes are real close together. She married him, and she's been trying to position herself as this big lifestyle guru, but she's a really nasty person. So she like started this business, and it was just a cluster. It found out she was just white labeling all this stuff. Probably half her, anything that's like food is just like cheaply produced. And I'm sure some of her stuff is made in China. It's just ridiculous. Anyway, she's been trying to pass herself off as this like new Martha Stewart. And then she actually, because they always bragged about her freakish attention to detail, apparently not so much, because she actually posted an image to her Instagram account where she was using the canning tongs upside down. The green right there, those are like rubber, that's the rubber part of the tongs that picks up the jar, and the material is such that it doesn't slip on the glass. And she's using the handles to do it. That's not even a canning pot. That's a whole other issue. She's using the handles to do it. She posted this on her own Instagram account.
100% of the time you drop the jar using those tongs that way. 100% of the time.
I cannot believe that she posted that. And I cannot believe that. Does she have people that's Juan's showing you the correct way. These are the exact right same tongs. He's going to show you the photo of the exact same tongs. That's how they're supposed to be
there
used.
It is.
She was holding the green part. Now you see how dumb that is. She's holding the green. She was holding the green part. And I have to wonder, does she have people that hate her, that work for her?
Great question.
Because that is such, you can see it there, she's holding the green part. That is such a huge mistake. She acts like she's making all of this stuff that she's selling, that she's white labeling. So like the marmalade that she has for sale doesn't even have like actual oranges in it. It's just some orange juice, some real sugary orange juice. It's not even marmalade. That's just crap. And her wine was like some bad wine that's like white labeled. It's so insane. But I just cannot believe. Don't call yourself an influencer when you do this type of stuff. Don't act like a lifestyle guru when you actually are so high on your own hubris that you take photos of yourself incorrectly using common implements that novice cooks know how to use, and you use them incorrectly, and then you post it to your Instagram account. I'm just, would you ever buy, I would never buy food from this woman.
No.
Ew. Ew. I would never buy. And plus, even if we were to believe that she was making it all herself, half the time she's got her hair down in the food and she's got all her jewelry on. Like, who cooks like that? She just wants to. She was a nobody whose dad financed her life. She is literally a Nepo baby. Her dad financed everything. She marries. I think she wanted to marry the prince who's going to be the king. And she ends up getting the brother and who's and she spends all his money on jewelry. She wears outfits that are like one outfit that she wore on when she visited this women's shelter was like $7,000. Like they did the cost analysis of it. I'm like, you are so toned up. She just wants to brag about her wealth. It's not even actually hers. But the fact that you would post this on Instagram while trying to sell people food. No, would never buy it. Would never buy it. All right, we have a lot more on the way. Also, coming up, Senator John Kennedy. He finally is coming on the show. I've always wanted to have him on. But he's going to talk. Well, we got shut down. And also, he's got a new book out, which is really how we were able to get him on. But I want to ask him about that story that Joe Biden blocked the CIA from and had them cover up his corrupt business dealings in Ukraine. We're going to discuss all of that as we move our partners that help bring you the program. If you're looking to create a stable financial future, consider Noble Gold Investments. Gold and silver are tangible assets, not just numbers on a screen, with thousands of years of trust behind them. Gold IRAs let you hold real assets in tax-deferred or tax-free retirement accounts. Noble Gold is the number one ranked gold IRA company for 4 years running, handling over $2.5 billion in precious metal transactions. And here's what's to like about Noble Gold. Their U.S.-based team is available 6 days a week, providing personalized and consistent service. Pricing is clear with no hidden fees or fine print. Whether you're setting up a gold IRA or making a direct purchase, they make it simple. You even get a photo of your actual metals. Hundreds of thousands of happy customers come back and refer others because of Noble Gold's helpful, informed, and straightforward approach. Open a new IRA or cash account now and receive a free 10-ounce silver flag bar plus a silver American Eagle proof coin. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana. That's noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana.
For over 50 years, they redefined rock. The spirit lives on.
Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson. Rush. Live 50-something tour. Sign up for pre-sale access at Ticketmaster. Legends don't stop. They evolve. Rush.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always a risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS for 30 days free. Terms apply.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
NBC is very upset over this breaking news. They said, quote, "Hydration spas are largely unregulated, according to a study. The first comprehensive research on the IV hydration industry finds little oversight of invasive procedures like vitamin drips." I totally get these. I get a B shot whenever I feel like I'm getting a sniffle or I'm going to be around people that I think are gross. Like Democrat, I'll get a B shot. You know what I'm saying? But they said hydration clinics, they're just, it's a wellness industry. Heaven forbid that people do anything preventative. That's what it is. A forklift driver who won $1 million in a scratch-off lottery is hospitalized after nonstop partying. My dude, take your wins. New York Post says the guy It was his massive wake-up call. He went from having $17 in his bank account to over $1.3 million after a lottery scratch-off, 39-year-old Adam Lopez. But he partied so hard, well, he ended up with a bilateral pulmonary embolism. And now he's like, yeah, I got to get my life in order. I would say so. Let's see. Airport delays at a second day. Government shutdown. You know, this is a problem that just festered under Biden and Harris, and it's going to take some time to fix it, y'all. Alien DNA apparently found it inside humans and inserted into our genes, according to a bonkers new study. That explains some people. That explains DeLauro up in New York. You know, it explains Dick Durbin, too. I've always had suspicions about those folks. Senator John Kennedy joins us next. Stick with us. Everybody remembers. You guys remember, like, 2020? And then when COVID hit, the panic buying, like nobody could get. You couldn't get 9mm. You can get anything. Empty shelves. All the ammo was super sky high in terms of price. You don't want to have that ever happen again. Ammo Squared is America's ammunition reserve. It is a worry-free solution to stockpiling your ammo for the future and avoid getting caught empty-handed. You can choose from over 70 calibers. You set your monthly budget, and then Ammo Squared will curate your supply automatically so you can set it, forget it, and ship it when you need it. They have a secure, climate-controlled facility that keeps all of your ammo fresh and safe until you decide to get it delivered. There's no minimums. There are no hidden fees, and you get free shipping on orders over $250. This is great, especially if you don't have a lot of, like, I have one safe that's just ammo, and I'm like, I'm running out of room to store my stuff. So this is like a perfect solution for that. So if you're trying out new calibers, if you want to top off your training rounds, just stay ready for whatever comes. You can join the 100,000 plus members and a community with thousands of five-star reviews. Your readiness is Ammo Squared's mission. Visit AmmoSquared.com for a special offer and secure your ammo supply for the future. Do not get caught without ammo. Boo. Visit AmmoSquared.com. Keep yourself fully stocked and make sure to tell them that you heard about Ammo Squared here on The Dana Show. You always hear about what is it they say? It's Medicare enrollment season, and everybody's like besieged. All of the people who are eligible are besieged by this stuff. And it can be incredibly confusing. You know, Obamacare didn't absolutely at all make anything better. And it feels like a circus because you're getting flooded with texts and you're getting the mailers and the robocalls. And the thing is that Medicare plans can change every year. And it doesn't matter if you're happy with your current plan or not. You still have to check what's coming for the next year, in this case, 2026. If you don't review your options, you could lose the coverage you depend on. You need to call the folks at Chapter. They review every Medicare plan nationwide to ensure that you're not overpaying. And on average, they're saving people over $1,000 a year. Chapter stands out because their advisors are salaried. They don't work on commissions. They advocate for you, not the insurance company. And nobody wants more calls or stress, but Chapter can check out your options fast and get you settled in under 20 minutes. Don't you think that that's a good trade instead of like days and days and days and days and days of getting besieged by Medicare stuff? So if your current plan is still the best fit, you're all set. If not, they're going to help you switch at Chapter. No gimmicks, no pressure, just honest advice from the experts who know Medicare inside and out. Dial #250 and say the words, "My Medicare." Medicare is too important, so don't risk it. Work with someone you can trust, and that's Chapter. Dial #250 and say the words, "My Medicare."
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always a risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS, for 30 days free. Terms apply.
The Dana Show Podcast, your fast, funny, and informative news companion for those always on the move. Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The
the Washington managerial elite, the establishment, if you will, is working harder than an ugly stripper to cover up whatever happened.
So I got to tell you, we have a thing in my house, my youngest son, who watches the news. You know, he's very politically conservative, you know, very, you know, good Christian young man. And he just very quietly watches the news and watches this. And I noticed that he started introducing some new isms into his verbiage. He started introducing some new sayings to his repertoire. And I'm like, some of this sounds familiar. And then I realized he's been watching Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana and literally like hijacking his sayings. And I said, I'm pretty sure I heard Senator Kennedy say this before. And he goes, he's my favorite in the Senate. He said, he's hysterical. So he's got a huge group of kids, college campuses, that really like what he says. He joins us now via video, Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana. His new book, How to Test Negative for Stupid and Why Washington Never Will, is on sale today. There's the book cover right there. Senator, a pleasure to have you. We've tried for a while to get you on, and so it's a real treat for us. Welcome.
The pleasure is mine, Dana. And I like your son already.
You guys would be very good friends. You would be very good friends. He has a very similar sense of humor. But whenever you're on, he stops what he's doing. And he's got to go and watch what you're going to say. He's like, he's going to say something. It's what he tells us. And you do. You deliver every time, Senator. And your book, I love this because there's this reporter that I studied in school named Joe Mitchell. And it has a very Joe Mitchell vibe to it. It's just very homespun. And it gets into, you know, your beginnings and your experiences in Washington. And I got to tell you, one of the things that you had said recently, I about died laughing. You said that Lindsey Graham would vomit in your fish tank. Is that a true story, Senator?
Well, it did. What I said about Lindsey was, I said, I love Lindsey because he's unpredictable. I said, if you invite him to your home for dinner, he'll either come and have an interesting dinner conversation, or he'll get drunk and vomit in your fish tank. You just never know what you're going to get with Lindsey. But Lindsey is just, I talk about him in the book.
Yes.
Lindsey's a rock star.
Yes. And I love the way that you describe your colleagues. You said of Chuck Schumer, when he cuts loose, he's like a 5-year-old in a Batman costume on a sugar high. And it's funny, but it also, you really get a very good idea of who these individuals are, the way that you know them, because we don't know them the way that you know them. What inspired you to write this book?
Well, I'd been thinking about it a while, and I finally sat down at my dining room table at home with a handheld dictaphone, and I started dictating. And then, of course, they put it in the computer, and the computer spits out words, and I edited that, and I edited it. And I edited it, and I had an editor at HarperCollins. And after 5 or 6 edits, we finally produced the book. It's not a book about policy per se, Dana. It's a storybook, but I use the stories to talk about policy. Mm. And many of the stories are funny. Some of them are bizarre. They're all true. I wrote the book to explain to people what the Senate is really like behind the scenes, to explain to people why in Washington, D.C., normal is just a setting on the clothes dryer, and to try to help people understand why it doesn't have to be this way. We just have a return to some common sense. Mm. It's a pretty broad-ranging book. I hope it makes people think, may make you laugh, may make you day drink, but it's all true.
You have to have a good sense of humor, I would think, especially because it seems that now, just, you know, it's so much different from what it was 20 years ago. Everything is very hyper polarized. And I was thinking about that when I saw Senator Grassley release these documents showing that the Biden FBI was spying on a number of Republican senators during that Arctic Frost investigation. I saw this headline, and then I saw the headline that it came out. John Ratcliffe had declassified documentation showing that Biden was having the CIA intervene, and they were hiding his corrupt ties and his corrupt dealings in Ukraine. Is this, based on your experience in the Senate, this seems like a very accelerated abuse of power that we saw with the last administration and then the Obama-Biden administration. Has that, talk to me a little bit about that, because it just feels that you are really being targeted by Democrats and very much were under the last administration.
Well, all of this is coming out about the Justice Department under President Biden through whistleblowers. And we don't know if we'll ever get the full story. And it's clear to me that the Biden administration was totally hypocritical about everything. They accused us of wanting to destroy democracy, and yet they were using the law and the rule of law as a weapon against their political opponents. I mean, we just found out last night that Jack Smith, the special counsel appointed by Attorney General Garland, got the telephone records of 8 sitting United States senators. He got the records, and the senators didn't know anything about it. We found out about it from a whistleblower. For reasons I'll never understand, Attorney General Garland decided to prosecute a former president of the United States who happened to be Judge Garland's boss, opponent of Judge Garland's boss, Mr. Biden. I mean, that's never happened in America. That's the sort of thing that happens in a country whose Powerball jackpot is 287 chickens and a goat. It just doesn't happen in America. And this sort of weaponizing of the Justice Department and the FBI happened every other Thursday. And now, of course, my Democratic colleagues are accusing President Trump of it. But what they did, they hid it, but now it's all coming out. Mm. And we're going to get to the bottom of it.
It seems like they impeached Trump for what Biden actually did. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, there's a lot to that. And when President Biden and Attorney General Garland decided to prosecute a political opponent, I said it at the time, Dana, they unleashed spirits they could not control. I knew as soon as they did that, for every force, there's an equal and opposite force. And here we go, off the to the races. And I don't want that. I don't want the FBI or the Justice Department. I don't care what party they're in. But if they knock on my door, I don't want to have to worry about whether they're a Republican or a Democrat. Right. I think most Americans just want them to follow the law. And that's what Attorney General Bondi and FBI Director Patel are trying to clean up. Mm. And, of course, as they clean it up, many of my Democratic colleagues say, well, now you're picking on us. No. They're trying to get rid of the bad apples at Justice and at the FBI.
Exactly. We're talking with Senator John Kennedy from the great state of Louisiana. For those just joining us, and he's got a new book out as well that we've been talking a bit about, How to Test Negative for Stupid. I wanted to ask you too, Senator, because, you know, we got this government shutdown ongoing. It seemed like Republicans have done their part. Regardless of whether people like everything that's in this bill or not, Republicans did their part. Democrats had no problem supporting it when it was Biden's level of spending and backed in the House with the CR. But now in the Senate, they're trying to prove something, but I don't think that it's working. You all have been really good on messaging with this battle. What do you anticipate happening with this, and how long do you think it's going to go on?
It could go on a while, Dana. Here's what happened. My Democratic friends try to muddy the water to make it look deep. But here's what happened. Tuesday, a week ago at midnight, our budget ran out. And a couple of weeks before that, we started talking to the Democrats in the Senate and said, look, let's just extend the then current budget for another 6 weeks so we can continue to talk about a permanent budget. And then at the last minute, the Democrats came to us and said, no, we will vote to shut down government if you do not give us $1.5 trillion, and we will tell you how to spend it. And that's the only way we will agree to open the government up for 6 more weeks.
Wow.
Well, you know, as I've said before, my mother didn't raise a fool, and if she did, it was one of my brothers. I wasn't about to vote for that, and nor were any of my colleagues. And that's why we're in a shutdown. All we asked and are asking is to open government back up and talk to us. Mm. We're not asking for anything else. And the Dems want $1.5 trillion, and they're going to get it when donkeys fly backwards. And until then, we're going to be in a shutdown.
Yeah, and I keep hearing the fear-mongering messages. They're really trying to play up the stuff with air traffic control, and they're trying to say, flight delays. That's because Republicans don't want to finance this. We had the same amount of delays and issues, though, under Biden-Harris. So I don't know why the public's not stupid.
No, they're not. And that is that's the biggest mistake that many of my Democratic colleagues make. They think the American people are stupid. And now, look, the American people may not read Aristotle every day because they're too busy earning a living. Mm. But they figure it out sooner or later what's going on. And I think most Americans who get up every day and go to work and obey the law and pay their taxes and try to do the right thing by their children see exactly what's going on. Mm. And I don't want government to be shut down, but I'm not going to be extorted. Right. And I'm not going to allow the American people to be extorted. And I know how bad all this looks. You know, a lot of Americans are looking at this and going, you know, we thought humans were more advanced as a species than I mean, this is a mess. And it is a mess, but it's a mess that we have to have right now.
Yeah. Last question for you, Senator. A lot of people are concerned about the increase in political violence and a lot of the rhetoric that's coming from the left. Of course, they always like to point to the right. I think you're a really good example of how to get your point across with so much humor, and it's so cutting, and a lot of people have to sit and take a second to unpack it before they realize what it means. And it's always so good. What are your thoughts on, I look at Virginia, for example, and this AG, mm-hmm. Democrat nominee that's running for AG down there, and I get the sense that if these people are rewarded by winning elections and having the public stamp of approval by ascending to public office, that's just going to encourage that type of action, the endorsement of, you know, things like attacking ICE agents and, you know, trying to set fire to federal courthouses and attacking Teslas and all this other stuff. I just feel like it increases the likelihood of that continuing and ramping up because there's no condemnation of it from the left, which is where it originates. And I just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
You can't hate. I don't hate anybody. It's hard sometimes in Washington. But when I say my prayers, I do every single time. I say, God, please don't let me hate. I disagree. But once you start treating someone you disagree with as being not just in error, but in sin, as being evil, then somehow it seems to be justice if you want to see them hurt. Mm. And people lose all perspective, Dana. They lose all perspective. There's so many things in my life more important than politics. So all I can tell folks is, look, don't worry about being a good Republican or a good Democrat. Just try to be a good human being and don't hate. Disagree, but don't hate. But unfortunately, we've seen a lot of it lately.
We have. Senator John Kennedy, the new book, How to Test Negative for Stupid and Why Washington Never Will. I just really appreciate you. I appreciate every time.
Appreciate
I love
you,
watching your
love
interviews.
Your show.
You're one that we actually genuinely like to watch. And we do watch it. When we say we watch it, we do. I appreciate your time today. And congrats on the book.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you so much.
Of course.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. God bless. Our partners that bring you the program, the folks at All Family Pharmacy. Love the folks at All Family Pharmacy. I actually had to use them again. So my son, who is in college, ended up getting strep throat. And he was able to get medication in it there. But I wanted to be able to get him something that helps his throat, right? You can get, I think it's like, I can't pronounce it properly. It's like benzonatate or whatever. You know what it is, Kane. This is one of the things you can get at All Family Pharmacy. You go in, you fill out, you pick what you need. You answer some questions. A doctor reviews your request, issues a prescription, and your medicines are sent in as fast as like 2 to 4 days or overnight it in a pinch if you need it. And they have literally everything. NAD Plus, they have ivermectin. They've got all of the antibiotics that you need. The azithromycin, the amoxicillin, stuff I can't pronounce. A lot of things I can't pronounce. Your everyday medications, emergency kits, everything. Ladies, you can get Latisse for your eyelashes. So you don't have to worry about doing the tube and mascara or getting them extensions. You get you some Latisse at All Family Pharmacy. I mean, literally everything. Here's the other part that I love. Everything is made in the USA. I don't know of any other pharmacy where you're getting all the precursors for this stuff and the final product, all USA made. You can stock up today at allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana, where I am a huge customer. And I use my own name, Dana10, as my code, because that's how you get 10% off. allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana, code Dana10 for 10% off. Patriot Mobile is our partner for that. The only Christian conservative cell phone service that is out there. And I'm going to tell you something. They helped parents in my town when they were fighting to take back their school board and they were up against the machine. They have helped with Second Amendment issues in Austin, Texas, and around the country as well. If a lot of people talk about canceling their Disney subscriptions, canceling Netflix, if you have not canceled your current cell phone service and switched to Patriot Mobile, it's like you have a Disney subscription on steroids. You would be shocked if you saw how much money these cell phone companies give to the left. I'm talking DEI, CRT, gun control, the whole nine yards. Patriot Mobile doesn't do that. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They don't spend your money on the things that you vote against at the ballot box. They have an amazing U.S.-based customer service team, nationwide coverage that you can trust. They have access to all three major U.S. networks. I have been around the world on this service, and I have never had an issue. I've been all over this country with this service, and I've never had an issue. Veterans and first responders, y'all get 15% off of your bill every month. So make the switch today. Visit patriotmobile.com/Dana or call 972-PATRIOT to get started. And use promo code Dana to get that free month of service. And don't forget, veterans and first responders, y'all get 15% off of your bill every month. PatriotMobile.com/Dana, promo code Dana, 972-PATRIOT.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always a risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS for 30 days free. Terms apply.
Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast, because who says you can't make fun of people while staying informed on your own personal time? Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
President Baby Monkey, they've launched missiles. We are in imminent danger. You have to take action now.
You can't yell at him like that. He's just a baby monkey. You're scaring him.
I guess we can just handle this ourselves, President Baby Monkey. Don't you worry about it.
This is all AI. So now a friend of mine did this. There's this app where you can do these like dramas. You can do like little shorts and have a script for it and everything. And it's all of it. I mean, audio soundbite cut 16. This is another example. This is just hysterical. I'm going to do horrible things with this.
Pew, pew, bam.
Take that, Commander.
Boom, he's going down.
Someday, I'm going to have different pronouns.
Gosh, how sad would that be? They should have warned us, Kane. They should have warned us. Right? But that you can do those. None of those kids are real. Those are all fake kids. It's all AI. It's gotten so good, Kane. I mean, some of it's a little wonky. There are some more than like, okay, 17. Can I do a cut? Do I have time for cut 17 or no? Okay, I'll save it then. Today in stupidity, because right. I know I'm eating up your
Let's
time.
Let's do cut 11 here, Juan, because the dreaded View member Whoopi Goldberg. This is what she had to say today.
Gosh.
Listen to her suggestion.
Gosh.
Is it racist?
Everybody,
get a little cocoa butter, sit in the sun. That's the first thing. And then, and this is the only time you can probably ever do this, give yourself a Latin accent. Oh,
you know, Whoopi, that is such a good idea.
And see if she can tell who's who.
It reminds me of the Cisse Poidway stuff from the Biden administration.
I mean, didn't Ted Danson, Whoopi's ex, go in blackface?
Yes.
Why would you do... They're not just like, you look Hispanic, gonna arrest you. Like, that's not how that works. But
Republicans are racist.
Oh my gosh, folks, that does it for us today. Make sure you check out Substack, Chapter and Verse, right? Also, YouTube, Facebook, like, and subscribe. Back with you tomorrow.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
Having MG can make cooking difficult, but over the years, I've found some really helpful tools and tips that I'm excited to share. Hi, I'm Alicia. I think cooking should always be fun, creative, and of course, delicious. These black bean burgers are hearty, full of flavor, and MG friendly. You're gonna love them.
Check out Alicia's Black Bean Burger cooking video and other recipes full of tips and tricks for managing common MG symptoms while cooking only at mg-united.com.
Ready? Let's cook.